Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it no, no more. Got a story and it's time to tell, cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone. You're gonna clap your hands, gonna wanna dance.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Fine. So if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
Oh. It's a new day.
Amen. Praise God. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and we are just so excited again tonight to be able to come and share with you on this broadcast. And tonight we have a special program lined up for you because this is the fifth Monday of the month, and every fifth Monday of the month, by the grace of God, we join with our listening audience in our testimony and thanksgiving, our TNT. Hallelujah, because when we say it, it's like dynamite. Hallelujah. Our testimony and thanksgiving broadcast. That yes, we give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory because the scripture in Revelation tells us that they were and overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony and the word of
edification
and the words of healing.
And the words of inspiration.
And the words of faith.
And the word of miracle signs and wonders.
And the words of deliverance.
And the words of restoration.
And the words of triumph.
And the word of God's love.
And the words of victory.
Glory.
They overcame by all of these. Why? Because all of them lined up, hallelujah, with the word of God. So tonight we are going to share with you testimonies of the miracle working power and the goodness of God in the lives of some of our callers and in our life. But before we do, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise and a prayer, and then we'll go ahead and get started. So Listen and be blessed, as J.J. Harrison shares, no matter what you're going through, hallelujah, there will be glory and a testimony after this. We give God the praise. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
God will turn it around.
after this. We give God all the praise, honor, and all the glory. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Jasper if he will lead us in prayer tonight, and then we'll go ahead by the grace of God and get started with this wonderful and dynamic program. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. To God be all the glory. Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for this glorious day, Father. Thank you for this time to come together in true unity of the brethren and the sisterhood, Father Lord. We praise your holy name, Father Lord, that all these testimonies that come on at this time be a testimony of praise unto you, testimony of glorification, testimony of edification, Lord, to the glory of God, Father Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for what you already done, what you're about to do, what you're going to do, Father Lord. Have your way, Father. Let your manifestation of your word go forth in your Holy Spirit. Pour out into our lives on tonight, Father Lord. We thank you so much for your goodness, for your mercy. And we just thank you, Lord, for your grace and your peace and your love, your joy in our life, Father. Just have your way on tonight, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I just love these programs where people are able to come on and be able to share of the goodness of God in their life.
Yes,
because when you share of God's miracle working power in your life, God, we know, is not a respecter of person. And that helps to be able to encourage and build up and edify somebody else, to let them know, hey, well, if God did it for Sister Pat, if God did it for Minister Hilton, he can do it for me too.
Yes, he can.
And
he can.
So we thank God for the opportunity again to be able to share in your hearing of the miracle working power of our God.
And it's so good to taste and see.
Oh yes.
That the Lord is good.
Yes. Taste and see.
Amen.
That the Lord is good. Just savor. The goodness of our God, because he is a mighty, 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 mighty good God. Okay, don't y'all get me started up in here tonight. Praise God.
And surely goodness, God's goodness and mercy, will follow you all the days of your life. It'll run you down. Run you over, child. Run you over. Amen.
That's the word.
His goodness, his mercy.
Praise God. We're going to go ahead and go to our line tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have those
God,
that
hallelujah.
Are ready to be able to share with you of don't God's
you
goodness in their lives. And first, we're going to ask for Prophetess Cecilia
yes.
Cushion, praise
Prophet
God, to go ahead and press 1 on her dial pad. And we will bring you into the studio. Praise the Lord. Prophetess Cecilia Cushing. Hallelujah.
Yes,
just one
hallelujah,
moment.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
And good evening.
Yes,
can
hello,
you hear
ma'am.
Us?
Good evening. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Amen.
Glory be to
well,
God. Glory
well.
Be to God. I thank you for this opportunity for testimony. Testimony night on tonight. Hallelujah. On this Memorial Day that we celebrate people who have sacrificed their lives for us. And thank you, Cousin Jasper, for being one of those who sacrificed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you a little bit. I got several years of testimony, but let me tell you just a couple of things. God has blessed me with 2 beautiful children. You know, children are gifts from God. I thank God for my 2 beautiful
That's
children,
good.
Which have given me 6 grandchildren, glory be to God, despite the fact that their father, my first husband, passed away. Hallelujah. He gave me the
Thank
best he
God.
Could give me of him, which were those 2 kids. So I thank God for those gifts called children. I thank God for my family, my grandparents, Amos and D.C. Pollard, who has instilled in their children, and they instilled down to us about the goodness of God and how God will love you, how God will love you unconditionally, how he is your all in all, how you go to God no matter what, and he will supply your every need, how they instilled that the word of God should be instilled in your children. And as it says in the word, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. So they taught their children, and their children taught us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, Cousin Jasper. Amen. Hallelujah. Taught us about
Amen.
The word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I thank God. That's just a couple of I'm a survivor of COVID twice, not once, but twice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It did not take my life. Hallelujah. I still have some side effects, but God, glory be to God. I'm still here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I suffered a heart attack June 2020, and I'm still here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I thank God. They said it was a tear in the back of my heart, one of the vessels in the back of my heart that was caused by stress on my job. Hallelujah. But I'm still here. Hallelujah. That means my assignment is not finished. Glory be to God.
No.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God. Even though when the COVID came and I had a job where I was manager and I still had to work throughout COVID, And the enemy set it up where they set it up where I got terminated, but you know they had to get permission from God for me to get terminated from that position that gave me that heart attack. So God allowed it. Hallelujah. That meant my assignment was up at that particular establishment. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And despite the fact that we were going through COVID and they had the unemployment all locked up and everything, nobody was getting paid in the state of Maryland, including myself. Hallelujah. That meant I had no income. Now, mind you, I still had a car that I had just gotten in January. I still had rent that I still had to pay and other bills. But glory be to God. Can we say the favor of God? Hallelujah. I was able to get a job working for my close friend that I grew up with, hallelujah, because she hurt her back. And so I was over her house during the week taking care of her. Now, she was able to give me $300 a month. Now, that was better than nothing, hallelujah. So I had a little bit of something coming in. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And because of COVID, they gave you favor on your bills and stuff during that time. So I had favor on my rent. I had favor on my car note. Hallelujah.
Look at God.
So glory be to God. Despite all of that, hallelujah, I still have my car. I still have my place of living. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is still yet good. God is still yet making a way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I thank God for the favor of God. And I was able to be a blessing to my close friend. So she was able to have someone stay in her home to help take care of her that she trusted. Hallelujah. During that time. Hallelujah. Up until I got the current job that I have that I started in January of 2021. Glory be to God. So, and at this job, I work in healthcare, so I'm helping to take care of people. And God has made my DNA so that I treat people the way I want to be treated, as it says in the Word, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So I treat people the way I want to be treated. And so people come into that office. It's a breast care facility. So people come in there. A lot of them have cancer. So I treat people with kindness. I treat people with respect. I treat people with goodness, and they appreciate that. And I'm not boasting on me. I'm boasting on God and the God in me. And that people have let the patient association know, patient care office know, that they were so blessed by my attentiveness to them when they came into the office. Hallelujah. But it's not me. It's the God in me. Hallelujah. It's the way that my parents were reared and they taught me that was passed down from generation to generation. It's me wanting to do the will of God and hiding God's word within me that I may not sin against him. To God be all the glory, not to sisters or prophetess Cecilia or cousin Cecilia. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah.
God be all the glory.
So I thank God for putting me in a position where I can care for people, hallelujah, where I can care for God's people and even people who don't know God, but they know of God in me. When they meet me, they meet an angel of God. They meet a army member of the kingdom, hallelujah, glory be to God. So it's no goodness of my own, but it's the goodness of God that is within me, hallelujah. So I thank God, hallelujah. I thank you, Pastors Constance and Jasper, for allowing us this time, hallelujah, to tell our testimony. So that's just a little bit of my story, just a little bit, just a little bit. Mind you, God even has given me three, my husband and two fiancés that passed away, but I'm still here. Glory be to God. Right. Glory be, and I still believe in love, and I still believe God is going to give me that godly husband that he promised me. So to God be all the glory.
Keep
to God be all the glory. I thank God for still being here. Hallelujah. still being in the kingdom, still being an agent of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I bless God for you all as well. You all are amazing. You all are phenomenal. And I thank you for letting God use you. Amen and amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Wow. We thank God. Thank you, Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin, for that testimony. Just reminding us of the goodness of God in our life. The elders used to say down through the years, Prophetess Cutchin, not just what went on a few years ago, but down through the years, she was sharing of the goodness of God and how God has been so good to her through even blessing her with her grandchildren and surviving COVID twice. Some people went out of here with just one episode. Hallelujah. But God. Oh yes. So we just give God praise for you. Continue to be able to tell of his goodness. Oh yes, when you have a word for somebody of letting them know of the joy, the reflection of the joy in your life and in your heart, and be able to tell of God's goodness. Oh yes, what a blessing it is, because we live in a time now where there are so many that are without hope. They're going through all types of difficulties and turmoil in their life. So we, as the members of the body of Christ and believers of, we got to be able to stand and stand strong, stand firm, and speak forth God's word of letting others know that that same Jesus, yes, Lord, that healed some 2,000 years ago, he's still in the healing and miracle working business. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Forever.
Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is.
You won't tell. Let me tell some of it.
Nobody can tell it like you can.
Nobody can tell it like you can.
Nobody can tell of the goodness of God in your life like you can. No, they can't. So we just give God the praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Prophetess Cecile.
Yes, God bless you.
And we're going to go ahead and go to Elder Maddie Green at this time.
All right, now.
Praise God. Elder Maddie Green, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and we'll bring you into the studio. Hallelujah. Elder Maddie Green. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
All blessings flows.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Just one moment, Elder Green. There you go.
Hello,
Elder Maddie. How you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing fine. God bless you and Pastor Jasper and Constance and the ministry. When y'all was saying something about the purpose of the testimony, and y'all want us to think about the goodness of God, and I said, no, I won't bother it. But then I thought about how good God has been to me throughout my life, that I dare not to give an opportunity while you still have breath in your body to tell God thank you from the past into the present. Because I know without a doubt, my cousin, Prophetess Felicia, Cecilia Cushing, was telling the truth about our grandparents.
Amen.
Our grandparents showed me when I was young that what genuine love was between a relationship between a husband and wife.
Amen.
They showed me how that you can plant seeds not only in the ground, but in your children's hearts, that when they get old, by training them, they will not depart from it. No matter what they go through in life and what they face in life, the seed is still there.
Amen.
And God, they had taught me in testimonies, and many mothers and ministers and people that I know taught me when I was young in the past, told me about the love of God, how that he can love you like nobody else in this world. And also in my testimony, I'm talking about the goodness of God. I have seen God in his power and in his anointing. When it looks like somebody had pushed you to the back of the line, God can reach back and bring you to the front of the line, and you can receive blessings that you can't even understand why you're receiving the blessing, because I know God is good. And when it feels like you have gone through so much turmoil in your life, and it feels like you are hopeless in your hearts and mind, I remember how God filled my heart, filled my spirit with his Holy Ghost, and let me know there is hope, there is love, there is peace, and there is joy. For I know that my God is good, because in an accident, of several accidents, I was in a car that flipped over. Then I was in a car with a head-on collision with no broken bones, and came out alive and able to tell somebody how good my God is. Somebody said, let me tell it. If you can't tell it for me, let me tell it for you myself about how good God is. In 2010, when I couldn't walk, I couldn't talk, I couldn't move, did not understand why I had to go through something. Everybody has to go through something in their life. Don't you think God is not there with you? Because I know God was there with me when I couldn't talk and could not move. But my God, with his good self, still provided my needs. I didn't say I didn't have any needs or any wants, but God still provided for me. And I thank God for my mother, Janie Gowan. And I thank God for the loves of my aunts and my uncles and those that God had touched their heart. You never know when you meet a stranger who God will touch their heart to bless you. So be careful how you treat a stranger, because you don't know if it's our angel unaware. But I know how good God is. God protected my grandson from being shot at one time, protected my son from being beat up and left for dead, but he's still today. And I want to say thank you, God. Bless my daughter to be here, regardless of what the enemy is trying to do to her life. She should not have been born, but God allowed her to be birthed now and then. And whatever the enemy is trying, all the prayers that God has sent him, all the pleading of the blood and the word of God, there is still life in her body. And I want to say thank you. Thank you, God. I humble myself to you. And I surrender to you as a servant of God. And that's just a little tiny bit about how good my God is. God bless you.
God, thank you, Elder Matty Green. Yes, yes, yes. That's again one of those down through the years testimony, praise God. And Elder Green says just a little taste. He's just sharing a little taste of the goodness of God.
Is there anything to offer our God? Anything to offer God? Nothing.
No, it's not nothing.
God, all the things are possible
for our God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise
God.
What a powerful testimony. What a powerful testimony. Oh, yes, yes. And it's so important as we share, to be able to share of the goodness of God with others, because you never know what somebody else might not be going through. Your word, your testimony just might need to be that little bit of hope that they need to be able to carry on and go on a little while longer, as the elders say, to see what the end going to bring. Oh, yes, your testimony may just be exactly what's needed, praise God.
You keep saying that good Father's faith.
Oh, yes, yes.
God got you covered. God got you.
Oh, yes, he does. He does. Praise God. Is there another tonight? If you have a testimony that you'd like to share, we want to provide you with the opportunity to tell of the goodness of God in your life. Has God done anything good for you? Oh, yes. If you even if you woke up this morning, hallelujah, that's a blessing from God. You got yes. Like Prophetess Cecilia said earlier, I refuse to let a moment pass and of an opportunity to tell of the goodness of my Heavenly Father.
Yes.
I've got to tell it. I've got to tell it. So, yes, yes, yes. Go ahead. Oh, praise God. Here we have Mother Pat Gallo.
Mother Pat.
We're going to bring you into the studio tonight. Hallelujah. Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. And I'm telling
Amen.
You.
Good evening.
My two sisters that gave their testimony and put me to shame. I said, I better not sit back here on this phone and don't say anything, because just like I said earlier, he woke me up this morning, and I answered the roll call. I was in my right mind, able to put one foot before the other and move about in my body. So I thank God for that. And just like they were talking about, down through the years, this will be my third year of going through cancer. I had cancer surgery in 2020. And I have not found any more cancer in all the examinations, the very things when I had the surgery and the chemo and all that stuff. So, and like this is the second time. This is the second time around. So I just thank God that He spared me, because I have my little great grandson, and you know I'm not 23 anymore, and to deal with a teenager, I tell you, it got to be God. It got to be God to give you the strength and the courage to be able to deal with the teenager. But I do believe that this was a time of sowing seeds in somebody's life that was lost. And I just thank God for that opportunity that He had afforded us to be able to minister to this child and encourage him to surrender himself. Because he's not too young. He's 14. He was unchurched. But I tell you what, ever since he got here 90 days ago, he have not missed a Sunday, and he have not missed a youth Wednesday. I want him to Gigi made me go to church. Every time the door opened, I was in church. Then he going to look back and say, you know, those are good things that Gigi and Aunt Nick did to get my life in order so he can be used. In his family, in his sisters and his mom's life. And so I just thank God for that opportunity. And like I say, I could have been gone, but God said, no, not yet. It's not time. You still got some things you got to do. And so we just thank God that He allowed us to still be here. And like He's in the Bible of Esther said, He allowed all of us to be here for such a time as it is now, because people is looking for true holiness. They're looking for signs and wonders, and we are the signs. We are the ones. We have gone through health issues, but we're here. You see what I'm saying? And we're not downtrodden. We're not sad. We're not moody or anything. We're giving God praise. We're giving God glory and thanking Him for allowing us every opportunity that we can tell somebody of His goodness, somebody of His mercy, somebody of His love, but also tell them He's a God of judgment. He's a God of judgment. Everything we need, but if you don't get it right, when the judgment is set, you can't say, they didn't tell me. Yes, you were told. You had the opportunity. But that's what He wants us to do, to go out and disciple others to come into the kingdom. And that's our job, my sisters and brothers, to go out and reach somebody else for the kingdom. And that's my testimony. And I got a little something coming up, and this is what it's going to be. It says, go with God. Grow with God and flow with God. That's coming up next, Pastor Lisa.
All right, I like that. Go with God, grow with God, Amen. And so with God. Amen. All right, now, yes, yes, we're looking forward to that.
That's good.
Oh, that's good right there. I can already tell that's good. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. I like that. Well, praise
All
the Lord.
Right.
Thank you, Mother. All right. You have a great night. Thank
God
you so
you.
Much for sharing your testimony tonight. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I thank God for Mother Patton as she was sharing about sowing seeds, you know. And then the sister said earlier tonight as well about treating others, the thing that was Elder Green, treating others the way that you want to be treated, and sister and Prophetess Cecilia as well. Yes, that is so vitally important because, see, people are watching. They're observing. When you certainly walk up right before the Lord, profess to be a child of the Most High God, people are watching your walk. Oh, yes, they watching your walk and observing to see how, if you are truly going to hold fast to the things of God, to the principles of God, to the word of God. Praise God. And when you do, and when you do, that is such a testimony to others as well. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Jesus said, Rabbi, lift up, I will draw all men.
That's his word.
That spirit of God is saying you will draw them unto him. Amen.
Amen.
Your livelihood, your characteristic as a fruit of the spirit in your life will draw them unto you.
Yes.
Your testimony
yes.
in Christ will draw them unto you. As an agent, as an ambassador for Christ, amen, will draw them unto you. The love
yes.
of God will
yes.
draw them unto you. Amen.
Yes, yes. And there lies the opportunity
amen.
For you to be able to lead them to the feet of our Lord and Savior,
amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen.
And they should know them by the love you have for one another.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there another tonight? We have a little bit more time left. Is there anyone else that would like to tell of God's goodness in your life tonight? Here is an opportunity.
Put your time in.
Oh, yes. Don't let this time pass. Go ahead and speak forth
Amen.
The word of God, too. When we tell of our testimony, we make the enemy. He have to back up. He gets upset. Well, but nevertheless, he's got to back up. The word of God tells us when we resist him, he's got to flee from us. And one of the things that makes him flee is when you are sharing the good news of our Lord and the good news gospel of Jesus Christ, that it is written in your life. And he's got to back up off of you. Is there another tonight? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have to share, as I said earlier, by the grace of God, I have a testimony. I was diagnosed, as many of you have shared this before, back in 2000. Back in 2000 with multiple sclerosis, I had actually lost complete vision in my left eye. And I had, and with that, I was really kind of in a situation because they were telling me that if I didn't allow for certain steroids to be infused in my system and certain other powerful drugs in my system, that I may lose the vision in my left eye. And then their prognosis was that I, within years, I wouldn't be able to walk, and that I would be on a walker or possibly wheelchair bound. And oh, they had all types of just negative prognoses. But praise God,
oh God,
but God, but God, but God, but God. Here, by the grace of God and through the power of Almighty God. And let me also give a shout out to my husband, a man of God, that
right.
as we stand together, the word of God tells you that one can put 1,000 to flight.
Oh, yeah.
But there's something about that power of two,
power
praise
agreement.
God, and the power of prayer and the power of agreement.
Amen,
and so with that, we began to pray,
yes.
and we began to speak and even told the doctor, you don't know. We hear what you're saying, but you don't know the God that we serve.
Amen.
And here's some some 23 years later,
hallelujah,
I stand, I'm able to walk upright, stand strong,
mm-hmm.
yes, not wheelchair bound. And not only that, I have vision, hallelujah, in both of my eyes,
yes.
able to fully see.
My
That's
God,
nothing
God.
But the power of God. And just like the song says, that, Lord, you made a way, and I'm standing here right here today only because, Father, because God made a way.
Yes.
And so I share that to say, no matter what you might be going through,
my God.
No matter what you may be experiencing, just trust God. Trust him by faith. The word says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Trust him by faith. Go into his word. His word has a solution and the antidote he's dealing with on anything that you might be going through, praise God. All you got to do is trust him.
Yes.
And I promise you, he will not fail and he will never let you down. There is absolutely no failure in him. He can't fail.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he can't.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Is
there another? Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. You can't tell. Let me tell some of it.
All right.
You can't tell all of it. Let me tell some of it. Praise God.
All right.
Amen.
Now.
To God be the glory. A few years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was in an automobile accident.
Yes.
I was coming home from work about 11 o'clock at night, coming home from work.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. My Toyota Camry, good
mm-hmm.
car. And someone sideswiped me hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going straight across the lane.
Mm-hmm.
In the lane going straight across, they make a left turn. They came back. By the time I saw, I couldn't say Jesus. I could just think it. I couldn't say Jesus, but I could just think it.
Wow.
And Amen. Before about three miles from my home.
Mm-hmm.
And to God be the glory. And
he told
the whole car. I was so by myself. The Jesus was with me by myself in the car. And later called my wife, called my family, and they
mm-hmm.
came down there. My son, my wife came down there
mm-hmm.
to about 2 or 3 miles down
mm-hmm.
to the accident. And I didn't know what was going on. I was still in the stand where I still crunch up.
Mm-hmm.
But God protect the hand,
mm-hmm.
protect
Amen.
Me
Amen.
And my life
Amen.
Today
Amen.
Because of the blood
Amen.
Of Jesus, because of the word of God, the word
yes.
of testimony,
because yes.
of the favor of God
yes.
from my life.
Amen.
He protect me because I was
Amen.
So crunched up. I thought I had broken bones
Amen.
From my head
Amen.
And toe.
Mm-hmm.
The car was such a wreck and such a mess and so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how bad the car was damaged
mm-hmm.
until my wife showed me the picture
my
of it.
God, my God.
But they got me out of that car, and I could not walk on my own. I was
mm-hmm.
so messed up and so, I thought I was so damaged and bone broken. And ambulance took me to the emergency room, to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still alive and living, thank God. And I look up, I saw my wife and family, my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
I live out of state.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My God, Minister Hilton,
mm-hmm.
he was
mm-hmm.
right there.
Yes,
him and his wife and his
Amen.
Son. I look up and wow, he came all the way from out of state.
Mm-hmm. That's love.
I'm talking about love.
Mm-hmm.
He was there on my bedside.
Yes.
Me and my wife and son.
Yes.
Praying for us, praying
yes.
for me.
Yes.
Everything. And that's love.
Yes.
He took the time to come out. Come down and see about us.
Mm-hmm.
I never
Amen.
Forgotten that.
Yes,
I never forgotten the power of God in my life
yes,
to protect me in that instant when that happened.
Yes.
So it happened so fast
mm-hmm.
that it really took the breath out of me, and God restored my breath, restored my life at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just could barely think. People were talking to me, hey, sir, you okay? You all right? I couldn't think. I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I had got hit. I saw the headlight. But God put breath back in my body. It's not
mm-hmm.
time for you to go. We got some work for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not time for you to leave right now.
Amen.
And thank God for his grace and his mercy to protect my life and save my life from
yes.
that day on
Hallelujah.
Up to this very day.
Hallelujah.
And I'm still going on right now because
Amen.
Of mercy for the grace of God.
What?
And you can tell, I'm going to tell some of God's goodness and his mercy.
Oh, yes.
At this time, he protects us time and time again through our life. God is faithful, always faithful.
The
he's
mighty,
always
mighty
faithful,
good,
praise
God.
God.
Oh, yes.
Always faithful.
Yes,
Amen.
He is.
You can't make
yes,
me doubt. I know too much. About him, about his goodness, his
Come
mercy, his grace, his peace, his love, his
yes.
power. Amen.
Yes.
Know too much about the blood of Jesus in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Know too much about him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, only a rock can cry out for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can cry out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Praise the worship.
Tell
but thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy, saints.
Thank God that to be alive to this very day and still another birthday come to pass.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Wonderful, lovely wife and family. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Praying wife. One that I got prayed to. Praying wife.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
We learn how to pray. Amen.
Yes.
We thank God for that in our life.
Yes.
I know you have a testimony.
Amen.
I know you got a testimony of God's goodness in your life. Amen.
Amen.
He do it each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
He is truly faithful.
Yes, he is.
His
mercy
endure forever.
Forever.
His love endure forever.
Forever.
Praise God.
Nothing.
God is good.
Separate us
God
from
is
the
good
love of God. Nothing.
Praise God.
Nothing and no one. Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that testimony. Yes, Lord.
Yes, I'm alive today because of that. I know by my sister
only
and my sister too.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Cecilia. I understand that. I know what some of the things.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there, but God preserved, protect their mother, protect their life.
Oh, yeah.
So that he protect and preserve your life as well.
Yeah. Amen. He'll
Amen.
Do it. He'll do
he
it.
He had done.
Oh, yes.
But God.
Yes, he
but
did.
But God.
Praise God.
And he can't do nothing.
No, he can't.
He can't do nothing.
No, he can't.
God has the final word.
Oh, yeah.
Beginning and end. He's Alpha and Omega.
Yes, he
Praise
is.
God. Alpha and Omega.
Amen.
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 Beginning and the end. God said, it's not time. It's
Mm-mm.
not time.
Mm-mm.
That's more work for you to do.
Yes.
Victory
Lord.
Today is mine. It's yours.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My
yes,
God,
Lord.
God,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I wanted to just piggyback off of what Pastor Jasper saying, and I used to be bothered by his snoring, but I tell you, after that accident,
oh, my God.
And after the Lord spared his life in that.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, you begin to thank God even for the little things.
Yes, you do. Yes,
and
you do.
I was so thankful to God
Amen.
That as we laid down after that accident, night following night,
Mm-mm-mm.
I never knew the sound of his snoring could sound so sweet because praise the Lord for sparing his life,
Amen.
Because see, if the enemy had his way, it could have been a total different turnaround. But God,
but God.
So I just had to share that. Just oh my Lord,
yeah.
when some of the times we put emphasis on little things
yeah.
that are so insignificant and don't even matter.
My God.
But God, He is such a mighty good God. And we just give him all the praise.
Yeah, at that time, we were just coming back from doing ministry.
Yeah, we had.
We
had
Charlotte to do a couple ministry.
That's true. We had just been coming back that not even a day or so before all of that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But God, he is faithful. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he is.
We went to a great hospital to look at the couple that were in an accident.
Yes.
Up there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
visit them at the time. Pray for them and so forth. Of the Greater Hospital here in Atlanta.
Amen.
Amen.
Doing ministry.
Doing ministry.
God. We still have work to do.
Yeah, enemy was upset, but God had full control.
But God had full control.
Amen.
Praise God. But we have a few more minutes left in the broadcast. We want to thank those that graced us and was able to come and share of their testimony tonight, a Prophetess Cutson and Elder Maddie Green
Thank
and
you.
Mother Pat Gallo. And
yes.
We just give God praise for you all tonight. And I know that as you shared your testimony, it was a blessing and grace to the hearers. But we want to provide the opportunity that if you don't know, you do Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. If tonight, you want to get to know him. You want to make his acquaintance.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
we want to provide that opportunity because it will be the greatest decision that you have ever made in your life. Romans 10, 9, and 10 gives the way to be able for you to know the Lord. It says that if you but confess with your mouth, just speak it with your mouth and say, Lord God, I am a sinner. I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he came, he lived, he died, and was resurrected for my sins. And Jesus, I ask you to to come into my life, take charge of my life, take over my life, allow your Holy Spirit to dwell within me. And if you pray just that simple prayer, the word of God says it's so simple that even a child can understand. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You prayed that simple prayer. We welcome you into the body of Christ and the kingdom of God tonight. Your name has been written with a divine pen, a divine inscription in the Lamb's book of life, never to be erased. Hallelujah. And your destiny, your eternal destiny has been set. Absent from the body is present with the Lord. And Jesus Christ is now sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding for you. And the word says that if just one turns from their wicked ways and receive the Lord, the angels in heaven began to rejoice. So they are rejoicing and throwing a party on your behalf. Hallelujah. You are the guest of honor. Amen. So we just give God all the praise for you. And if you did give your life to the Lord because of this broadcast tonight, reach out to us through our website. Give us a call, praise God. We love, well, we thank God again for tonight. We praise God for each one of you. What a powerful opportunity and a great testimony broadcast. What's that? Yes, Pastor Jasper asked that I share the website. Our website is New Season, NEWSEASONMIN.org. You can go there. You will be able to retrieve any archived broadcast that you may have missed. You, if you wanted to make a donation to our ministry, it is tax deductible. There's a link for you on that particular website. And any information that you would like to know about our ministry. So again, we thank you for tuning in tonight. Go forth and have an awesome week. And to God be all the glory. We love you and have a great night. God bless.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. You're watching us now, and when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in, and everything we need you supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way when our back was. Lord, you made a way, and we're standing.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Why he's awesome, you say. He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say. He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
You know he's been good, you say. He's great.
He's great.
the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.